Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with the story of a Jesus freak who was ready for the worst. Pastor Lee knew he was being watched by the Chinese Public Security Bureau. He knew the risk of preaching at the house church, as he did every Tuesday. Pastor Lee had been arrested many times and beaten to the point where he vomited blood. Once he was beaten with his own Bible. He also knew Chinese citizens can be sent to labor camps for up to 3 years without a trial. So he was ready. He even had a bag packed with a blanket and extra clothing. Still, he preached that night without fear. Sure enough, armed officers burst through the doors and arrested him. Lee was ready. Are you?
For more on the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org. Brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with the story of another real-life Jesus freak. It's 1890, China. Chang, a thief and a womanizer, had gone blind. But when his eyesight is partially restored at the mission hospital, he gratefully accepts Jesus as his savior. A missionary, testing Chang to make sure his conversion is genuine and not just emotional, gives him a challenge. Go and tell your neighbors how you have changed. When I visit, if you are still following Jesus, I will baptize you. 5 months later, the missionary is astonished to see 400 others waiting with Chang to be baptized. In the years to follow, Chang would lead thousands to salvation before he is beheaded, a martyr for the gospel of Christ.
Will you stand with the Voice of the Martyrs? Go online to persecution.com.
K-A-Y-T-F-M. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
We were talking about Ephesians 6 and 11, and we was talking about the weapons that God has given us to fight with. We know that the title of our lesson is the supernatural power and weapons that God has given us. So we talked about those weapons that God has given us. We talked about the devil. And God told us to put on the whole armor of God so that we could stand against the wiles of the devil. And this is what we have to do, you know. We have to, because we know we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we're wrestling against principalities, evil rulers, powers, and wickedness, and the Bible say, in high places. This is what we're wrestling against, saints. So we're going to have to realize that we're going to have to put on the whole armor of God so that we could stand against the wiles of the devil. You know, we got to put on the breastplate. You know, we got to put the helmet on. We got to put on all the weapons and things that God has given us to put on so that we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know, he tells us, you know, we have to have faith in order to quench all those fiery darts of the devil. You know, we're going to have faith. We're going to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You know, we're going to have to take the shield of faith. It's a shield where we can quench all the fiery darts of the devil. We're going to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. And we know what that is. It's the Word of God. And we're going to have to use these weapons. And these weapons will destroy all the works of the enemy. But we're going to have to, saints, we're going to have to use these weapons. You know? And here's some things that God has given us that we don't think that are weapons, but they are weapons. You know, we know that Jesus rejoiced in the Father, in his will. And that was found in Luke 10. He rejoiced in doing the will of the Father. You know, he loved doing the will of the Father. And he would tell people, he said, I come to do the will of the Father. He don't come to do his will, but he come to do the will of the Father. And he rejoiced at doing that. So rejoicing, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. This is what Paul said. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoicing is something that we should do, and it gives us great benefits. The joy of the Lord, the Bible says, is our strength. So when we start rejoicing in the Lord, and we rejoice because we're doing the works of the Lord, because we're doing what God told us to do. That's why we rejoice, and we know that whatever God said he would do for us, he's going to do it. So that makes you rejoice. If somebody tell you, well, for Christmas, I'm going to give you a mink coat. Oh, my God, you don't have the coat yet, but you're going to rejoice like you got that coat. Well, that's what the Word of God is, you know. And you know these people. You know these people got money. You know that they're not liars, and whatever they say, they're going to do it. Well, if they say they're going to do it, then they're going to do it. So you just rejoice just like you already got it. Well, that's what God is asking you to do. He said, you rejoice in the Lord always. And always I say, rejoice. You have to rejoice because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And when you rejoice, you can bring waters out of the wells of salvation. We'll talk about the wells of salvation, but we don't have time to get into that now. But what we need to realize is we have some special tools right here that we could use. And it says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We just told you about that. And he tells us to count it all joy. When we fall into temptations and trials and tribulations, he didn't say it was a joyful thing. He said, but you count it joy. So let me tell you how you can get the benefits of the Lord if you start counting. Okay, suppose you wake up and the heat's off. That's one joy. Suppose you wake up and the car won't start too. That's another joy. Suppose you wake up and you get a bad call and say, well, your child had an accident, but he's all right. How many know that's another joy? That's four joys already in one day. But we got to count it joy. It's not joyful, but we have to count it all joy. Do you see how many things during the day that could go wrong for you? That if you count it joy, God will make it joyful on the end. He's going to make it full of joy for you because he's going to turn whatever Satan put in your way for evil. God said, I'm going to turn it for your good. This is the promises of God, saints. We're working on the Word of God and how God said he would do for us and what he would do for us. But we got to do something in return. You know, count it all joy. That's a simple task, to be joyful. You can choose to be full of joy or you can choose to be sorrowful. That's a choice. Also, it says laughter do is good like a medicine. Now, how many got sickness and disease in their body today? How many suffer from migraine headaches and from stomach aches and cramps and all this kind of thing and toe aches and bunion aches and foot aches and all just a plethora of things? If you're suffering from any kind of sickness, a malady, a deformity, guess what? The Bible says laughter will do good like a medicine. It doesn't matter what kind of illness you have. It doesn't matter what kind of sickness you have. It doesn't matter what kind of pain you have. The Bible is broad. And he said, the Word of God will do good like a medicine. it be health to all of your flesh. How many want healthy flesh? How many want healthy cartilage in your knees and in your back? You want your pancreas to work, right? So that you won't have to take shots every day of your life. Well, start laughing. It's simple. And he didn't even say laugh in front of somebody. But it takes more faith to laugh in front of somebody than it does to laugh behind somebody's back or by yourself. It shows that, hey, I'm practicing what I believe. That's what it shows the devil. Now, when you shame, how many know that ain't no shame in our game and it's no shame in God's game? But Satan brings shame to us. So we're ashamed to confess the Lord. We are ashamed to bless the Lord in public. We're ashamed to laugh because the Bible said laugh to do good like a medicine. Well, you can just continue to be sick and you can just continue to be full of pain and anguish. But if you laugh, God said he'll turn it around. It seemed like an insignificant